Okay, so this is the oral, not fake, universe B.
is this the one B with for BuzzFeed?
This is the one with the dildo collectors, okay. Because obviously.
Yes.
Oral, not fake panel, group B.
Yes. Group B for BuzzFeed.
Woo. Yes. So, even though Try Guys are, at this point, technically not BuzzFeed.
Okay,
BuzzFeed.
But they're BuzzFeed universe.
Adjacent.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
we're all still friends.
And so, let's go around the room. So, created by Opal Song.
Bessie Boo.
Angel Saves.
Revolutionary Joe.
Winged Words.
And for Zandopod.
Yeah. And feel free to talk as much or as little as you would like.
We should, like, trade spots, though.
Don't worry, I'm gonna go sit down.
Okay.
This is just for the introduction.
Yeah.
Because now, yes, perfect.
Oh my God.
Perfect. Okay. I believe Bess and I were chatting on Twitter.
Yes.
And why don't you describe the original tweet that spawned this idea?
So did everybody see Eugene's Snapchat story, or not Snapchat, Insta story, where he saved a baby deer?
Yes.
Oh. So, like, he was visiting his dad down in Texas, and it was, like, Eugene, so he was wearing, like, full makeup. He had, like, glitter highlighter on and everything. He was very sparkly.
Didn't he, like, just come back from, like, a night out or something?
Right. It's Eugene.
He's assuming.
Yeah.
Sorry, my bad.
Just safe to assume. It's Eugene. So he still had, like, full makeup on and was, like, super glittery and everything. And then, like, he was, like, out in the woods, like, behind his dad's house, and he was like, so I just found a baby deer. And it had, like, run up to him, and there's, like video of him, like, it, like, basically, like, crawling into his lap and him, like, petting it. And then he's like, where's your mom, little buddy? And so he spent, like, 7 hours trying to reunite this baby deer with its family, and he was eventually successful. He was very, like, concerned about it. And he posted, there's like a 3.5 minute compilation of all his Insta stories over that day of him trying to like calling like the wildlife rescue place and like trying to reunite this baby deer with its mother. So I saw this and I was talking with Opal Song and I was like, oh my God, actual Disney prince Eugene Lee Yang.
And I took that and ran with it. Because that's what I do. So I was thinking, so Disney princes normally have Disney princesses.
They do.
If we want to go in that direction. We can also just go sort of gen world building. Eugene Lee is an actual Disney prince in our actual world. Like, he's on the Try Guys, but he's also a Disney prince.
Oh my God, I love it.
So we can go that route, or we could also add the fact that he has a Disney princess out there somewhere, who's a dude, obviously, because it's Eugene. And my only thought for who his Disney princess could be would be, like, Yurio Plisetsky. Because they would murder each other. But we can do some general world building first about actual Disney prince Eugene Lee, who is on the Try Guys and gets drunk for a living. Gets drunk and takes off his pants.
That definitely wasn't in, like, prince training, but he was just like, don't care, I'm doing it.
This is happening.
In this idea where there's presumably some kind of royal family that he is a prince of, they are just like, oh, God.
It's when like you say that
part where they brought all their fathers in and they were like, yep, you do this.
Yeah.
But, like, worse because fame.
When you say prince training, I'm just like, who's prince supervisor? Like, what is that whole business about? And like,
okay, but like, what if all of the Try Guys are different Disney princes?
Oh no!
In like different ways.
Here's okay. So my very first thought is Zach is the softest Disney prince,
right?
Yeah. And then my second thought was, okay, I can actually see that for Keith.
Yeah.
Like weirdly, I could see that for Keith.
Right. And like the thing is, like, and Ned is the one who, like, he found his Disney princess Ariel when they were like young, and they're the two who are like already in their like happily ever after, and everybody else is like, God, you're so disgusting.
Accurate.
Because that's basically real life. That's just canon. Mm-hmm.
Imagine trying to find, like, the Cinderella, but you have all the Try Guy resources. What would that video look like?
This is them trying on heels. Like,
so just going a normal Try Guys video.
Normal Try Guys video like, stuff.
Hello, please put this shoe on around the street. Like, please put this shoe on.
And wear it to these six clubs all night long.
Yeah.
No, but I think there would also be, like, trouble there because they have such a wide reach that it would just be like, okay, we're trying to find someone who fits this shoe, and they would get like 100,000 responses.
They'd be like, I'm Miss Disney Princess, I'm Miss Disney Princess, I swear.
Yeah, which would be a whole other kind of mess.
I feel like that would almost have some angst.
Yeah.
some stress, definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Okay, so like, is there plot?
Yeah, this is the part where I fail at.
Yeah, this is the part where I'm like, help us, friends. Because this is as far as Opal Song and I got. We're like,
We're like, actual Disney Prince Eugene Lee.
Yes.
And then we stalled out.
I feel like the easiest plot would be that he's a secret Disney prince. Because that has, like, conflict in itself. So it's not, not a prince in this world, but maybe there's, like, a fairy universe that he's, like,
he fell fae through, like, prince.
Ooh. That movie that I can't remember the name
of. Enchanted. Like,
there you go.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Oh, my God. Okay, but, like,
he chooses to take off his pants for a living?
Hell yeah, he does.
No, but here's the thing. Eugene, like, fell through, it's like an Enchanted situation, but instead of, like, Amy Adams in Enchanted, where she's, like, the most, like, naive and everything, first of all, Eugene is, like, much better at, like, adapting on the fly.
He's Eugene.
Because he's a Slytherin. And, like, he basically is like, well, I have all this, like, pressure and shit in, like, my world, but here... I can do whatever the fuck I want. So what if I get drunk and take off my pants for a living?
And I think this sort of pans out with like his, I'm going to call it canon characterization.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know Eugene in real life, but the canon that he has built up over the course of the show and over the course of the terrible fix. but sort of like what the fandom has said of him. He's like a workaholic.
Right.
He overworks all the time.
Yeah, he's a perfectionist.
Yeah, perfectionist and all of that. And I really think that would pan out with Disney Prince. Like,
right, exactly.
Like that he needs everything to be perfect.
Yeah.
And that he works all the time.
Yeah.
You know, and this is still less stressful
than
being
a prince.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because he can go out at the, you know, finally when he's done his thing, he can go out on a bender and get drunk and no one cares.
Right.
I wonder if in this universe, some of his, like, self-professed assholeness, like, I don't think he's actually an asshole, but he, like, pretends to be.
He plays one on TV.
I wonder if that would be, in this universe, like, a defense mechanism of the fact that all the other fairies just want to be, like, with him, and he's like, no, like, maybe secretly he wants true love, I don't know. Maybe he's like, true love is not my shit, and it's never gonna happen. Either way, you wouldn't want a million people saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. So
right.
He is an asshole.
Because that's what he gets, like, when he's in the universe where he's an actual prince. All he gets is people fawning over him. And so here he's like, I don't want that. I'm not the pretty one. Also, in the prince universe, maybe he's not the pretty one.
Oh.
Maybe the rest of his family is, in fact... like, mind-blowingly gorgeous, because it's a Disney movie, right?
Right.
And so he comes here, and he's now the pretty one, and it's like...
Oh, no.
Eugene!
Oh, Eugene!
And, like, that is where, like, a lot of his, like, body image issues come from. Of, like, you know, he like, both, like, in canon and, like, this canon we're building, like, has been told all the things that are wrong with him, like, all of, like, for all of his life.
And that,
like,
he'll never and, get like, his princess.
In this universe, like, not only is, like, the rest of his family so much more beautiful than him, like, there's, like, lots of other people in the world. And so he's just, like, I'm the ugly duckling. And then he comes to our universe and is just like, I don't believe you that you're telling me I'm the pretty one now.
No. Oh, no, Eugene.
The other question I have is, what about when his universe tries to get him back?
Yeah, okay, so who's, like, the James Marsden character here who gets sent back?
One actual James Marsden.
Oh, yeah, because because here's the question. Is it the prince? Is it his family? So that would be the one option, is that it's his parents that are like, no, you must come home and marry this person so that we can have a good alliance / your happy ending.
Right.
Finger quotes.
Yes.
Two, is it his betrothed,
yeah,
who he was betrothed to before he fell into our universe and it was like, ha-ha, I don't have to do this anymore. And is that betrothed a lady or a dude, or does it matter?
And also, an asshole or actually, like, a really nice person.
Yeah, who actually likes Eugene and is like, oh no, he's somewhere else that we, like, that he might be in trouble, so I need to, like, go on my own princess journey to rescue him.
Okay, so here's...
And then he's fine!
Here's what I'm wondering.
Is that secretly Zach? No.
We could go that route.
I was joking about the Zach thing.
Yeah. I was going to say, we could go with Zach, but I was going to say, we could also do a Yuri on Ice crossover and go with Yurio here.
He'd be so angry. He'd be like, what do you mean you're fine?
He's the angriest Disney princess.
Yes.
And, like, the thing about it, like, if it was Yurio, is that, like, Yurio would be like, hey, asshole, how dare you fucking abandon me? Like, you're fucking up both of our, like intended futures.
Oh my gosh.
Like, get your fucking ass back here. And Eugene's like, no. And Yuri's like, fine, I'm fucking coming after you. And then he shows up here, and, like, Eugene's like, bye. And Yurio's like, first of all, I like the idea of some portal that, like, lands Yurio on the other side of the world. And
yeah,
and he's like, the fuck is this? Like, why does everybody think I'm, like, a baby? Like, what is...
I was gonna say, because Yurio, like, he would be younger than, like, even if we want to mess with ages.
Right,
and stuff,
he'd be younger.
But also because of the way that Disney kind of works, I think there's a bit of an age gap. In a bunch of their...
Most of them, yeah.
You know, like, the princess is, like, 16, and then the prince is...
Mumble, mumble,
a little bit older than that.
Right.
So we have this, like, 16-year-old Yurio coming after Eugene, who's in his 20s. And Eugene is like, no, this is not okay here. And Yurio's like, but you're my prince! Deal with it! And Eugene's like, I'm not into you!
Yes. No, and so, like, so Yurio would be like, ugh, fine. So, like, if you're just gonna do your own thing, then, like, fine, I'm gonna do my thing. I'm gonna be famous too. Watch!
Oh. I also want to see kind of the reverse of that. Like, maybe if, like, Eugene gets, like, captured back to the fairy universe, the other Try Guys have to go help him get in.
Okay, I like that one even more.
I love this more. This is
okay.
So perfect.
Okay, so I'm going to go with the parents then as the sort of villain characters. Or Eugene's own sense of responsibility as the villain character.
No. it's that, like... His parents have been sending him messages.
Yeah, he's been talking to people.
He's like been getting, like, I think, like, Eugene has been getting messages from his parents. He hasn't been talking to them.
Okay.
Like, they've been sending, like, magical communications.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And like finally
it's
starting
like a single red rose. He touches it and then it turns into like a scroll.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he gets like whatever the like Disney fairy equivalent of a howler is.
Yeah, basically.
Get your ass back here, young man.
And like yeah, and like at first it was like that kind of like you need to get back here, and then like it slowly starts building into like guilt trips and guilt trips and guilt trips, and then like Eugene is just like, you know, like they send something that's like, you know, kind of like a last resort of like, you know, if you don't come back and marry this person, like our kingdom will dissolve, and like basically that will be your fault.
See,
and
I was going to go slightly less angst. And like something that like maybe that is also happening, but something actually does happen to the kingdom.
But
like he has no intention of going back. He has made a clean break. He is moving on with his life.
He's like
doing
whatever.
Well,
like my older sisters can take over. Like
exactly.
It's fine. They can be queen.
And he's doing well. He's working on himself. He's doing really well. They had that therapy episode, so he's considering that.
Yeah. Good choice, Eugene.
And then he gets this letter from his parents.
Side note, what if he ends up with an animal who is his therapist that he talks to? He wanders into the woods. And like because
that's
he
why
does,
he's doing better right now
because
he found his
mom. Yeah, and he doesn't want to talk to like humans in the human world because he's just like one, there's like all this shit you like I can't tell you,
yeah.
And two, he's just like also still Eugene and is like I
don't
vulnerability, don't like it. And so like at least with the animals.
He has a baby deer.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys, maybe that's why he has dogs.
Yeah, his dogs is his, like, animal companions.
Yeah.
They come with the Try Guys when they have to get him back.
Yeah.
They enter the other universe, and now the dogs can talk to them.
Yeah,
he
can talk with, what are his dogs' names?
I forget.
Clementine?
No.
No, that's somebody else's dog.
No. Anyway, yeah.
So he keeps getting these sort of guilt-trippy letters from his parents, but he's like, no, I'm good, like, I'm working on myself, I have my animal companions, I'm like improving myself, I'm doing well.
Yeah.
I'm in a good place, or a better place at least, right?
Yeah.
Now. I'm heading towards a good place. And then he gets a letter that's just like on fire, basically. That's like, you know, these people are attacking, or like something is actually physically going wrong that they need his specific help with.
Yes.
Back in the world. And if he doesn't go back, like there will be very real physical consequences. Not just like guilt trip consequences, but like people will die or something like that.
Yes.
To make it the most dramatic.
Right.
Yeah.
And then he, you know, so then he has to go back. And he chooses, like, he's like, okay, I'm going to go back. I'm going to only stay. Like, I'm going to fix this problem and then come back. Like that's the plan.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes longer to fix the problem than he had expected. And then they notice his absence.
Yeah. Like, does Eugene tell the other Try Guys, like, you know, like,
I
have a movie I'm shooting. I need to like I'm gonna be gone for like 2 weeks, and you know,
yes.
Like, you
and,
know,
and
so
it's on
like
remote location, so I will have no contact.
Right, yeah. Like I won't have my cell phone. Like I'll be back in like 2 weeks. It's fine. And then 2 weeks passes,
and then
another week passes, and he doesn't come back. And the Try Guys are like
And they like try and contact like they're like, what do we know about like this movie? And they try and contact like a studio, and they're like,
this
the fuck you
exist.
Talking about?
Yeah, this doesn't exist.
How do they find the fairy universe?
They talk to his dogs.
Yeah,
it was
obviously.
Like, yeah, we've set that up. Like, because I feel like, so they're sort of scrambling to get the,
Where's the phone? What are Eugene's dogs' names?
Hang on.
So they drag
them to the closet
Emma
by their...
One of
them.
Okay, I feel like how this happens, because I feel like it wouldn't be, I mean, I guess...
I feel like it's like a food name.
But I just like the idea of Bean also, like, Bean can't talk to Ned.
I think
Bean and Bowie.
Yeah, like, they like, drag the Try Guys to Eugene's apartment and are just, like, nosing at the dogs and just being, like, and then, like, those dogs lead them to the fairy world. All of the Try Guys are just
because
why are we following dogs? Like,
Keith is so put out about this. Keith is like, this is so dumb. Dogs are dumb. Why are we doing this? And Ned is like, no, they're really insistent. Like they're not, like, Bean's not normally like this. Like we're onto something.
Pesto and Emma.
Pesto. I knew it was a food thing. Yeah. Pesto and Emma. Yeah. So,
Emma.
Bean and... Fien and Bowie are like drag them over to like Pesto and Emma and are basically like. Yeah,
I do like the idea of Eugene being able to talk to Bean and Bowie as well.
Yes.
Like, he can just talk to all animals.
Yes. Yeah. Obviously, he's a Disney prince.
Yeah. So, you know, he has these, like, conversations when they're, like, when the dogs are around. He just, like, sits there and, like, talks to them and has, like, actual conversations with them. And everybody's like, Eugene, are you okay?
I'm imagine if, Bean and Bowie just like during their various conversations, like maybe he keeps it like a secret, but like talks to them anyway, and they like end up telling him stuff about like what's going on in their lives, and then he knows things about the other guys.
Yes.
And they're like, "How did you know that? Yes. Are you stalking me?"
Dude, that's how he won the Try Guys game time.
Try Guys game time.
He managed to win like two of them, right?
I think maybe just one. I feel like each one won one, so.
Yeah.
In
any case, he managed to win.
Yeah.
So, like.
Bean was just like, here's the answer.
Yes. Good. Yeah, so, like, the dogs, like, lead them to, like, the fairy portal.
Yeah. Which is, yeah, in his, like, closet or something.
Yeah.
He came out of the closet.
God damn it.
I will take it there every time.
Yeah, so how did the Try Guys react when they, like, the dogs dragged them into Eugene's closet? And, like, especially Keith is like, what is happening?
Yeah.
And then suddenly they're not in a closet.
It's perfect.
Yeah, exactly. Keith is a cartoon, so, like, yeah. Zach is just, I feel like Zach just sits there yelling, what? What? Like
I feel
they break Zach's brain a little bit.
Ned definitely ran, references Narnia.
Yeah.
And somebody has, like, somebody's filming.
Yeah.
This is the quest for Eugene.
Yeah.
Guys try finding Eugene.
The Try Guys try to find Eugene.
Yeah. Yes. I feel like at least one of them would be like, yeah, this makes sense. It is Eugene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I feel like
Zach is the one who, like, after he gets over his brain breaking, because I can hear that in Zach's voice, he'd just be like, yeah, this does explain a lot about Eugene.
Yeah, and then I feel like Ned, like, has his freak out and then is just like, dad mode activate.
Yes!
He's just like, okay, we need to, like, learn about this world, we need to find Eugene, and like...
Okay, yeah, he's like, okay, does anybody have a compass? Wait, do compasses work here? Wait, we need to find a map.
And then
one
goes.
Yeah, and then as soon as he said we need to find a map, yes, thank you, Abby. A map pops up.
Like, map. Locate Eugene.
Yeah.
Like, wait, find my friends.
Wait, did the dogs come with them?
Yes.
Because
yes.
Can Pesto and Emma actually, can they hear them talk in this
yes.
world?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I think so. Yes. So like Pesto and Emma are like, finally! God, it took you long enough.
I feel like both of them are like very sassy, like Eugene.
Well, and like, Emma is, like, old and cranky. Yeah. So
okay.
Emma is like, God, I can't believe it took you so long.
We were alone in that house for, like, 3 weeks.
Right. And then...
he had a dog sitter, right?
Oh, yeah. No, Eugene had a dog sitter. Eugene
also,
had
their sentient dog.
Yeah, I'm imagining, like...
Also, their sentient dogs.
Yeah,
but...
Yeah, Eugene had priorities.
Well, I mean, dogs are... Yes.
Priorities of the dog.
Yes. Yeah.
No, that's a very good priority. No, and, like, presumably Bowie and Bean are still with them, so Bowie is like, I'm so sorry, we tried really hard. It took them a while.
And Bean is just like, Ned, I love you, Ned!
Bean is just a normal dog.
Bean is...
can suddenly talk.
Bean is Bean is just the dog's
squirrel.
Up.
Yeah.
Yes. Squirrel. But yeah, no. But like, I mean, I feel like Bean is just like really excitable and shit. And like, but no, like, yeah. So the dogs are like leading them and like
they're the fairies, like the fairy godmother type.
Right. The dogs are the fairy godmothers. Mm-hmm. This makes sense.
And they lead them on their journey to find Eugene.
Wait, so if they're filming this, do they have a camera crew with them? Are there, like, is there, like, production team there? Do they have lighting?
I feel like they don't have lighting. No. I feel like they have a camera, but, they just take turns holding
the camera. They just, like, brought, a camera.
Yeah, it's like a Try Guys vlog, basically.
Yeah, it's supplemented
by, like, phone footage. And
right,
that.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, because they probably would have brought that camera along because it's like, okay, Eugene's been missing for 3 weeks.
Yes.
We're going to go to his apartment and find out what is going on. Like, this was meant to be a hilarious, like, Instagram story or something.
Back up. Did they report him missing to the
police? I know.
Police?
I was just like, we're not calling the police, apparently. But
they
film a vlog about it. Like, yeah. The most YouTube
I kind of would believe it.
I would kind of believe it, but Ned. Like, that.
Right. Yeah. Like, the thing is, like, Ned, Keith and Zach would be like, wait, can we turn this into a vlog? Like, we need more content, and Eugene's still not back.
Okay. Here, I have an idea. So, yes. Like, instead of it being, like, a 3-week period, like, the 2 weeks come by, and, like, the next day or something,
right,
they're
he
just
doesn't...
like, oh, he's back, but we're gonna, like, surprise him or something,
right.
Or, like, film this super special,
yeah.
Like, Eugene's back kind of thing, and they go to do it, but then he's not there,
yeah.
And so it just sort of leads into this
journey of finding him. I love that way better, yeah, because,
okay,
like,
yeah,
they show up at, like, Eugene's apartment to, like, surprise him, and they're expecting just, like, a grumpy,
sleep-deprived.
Yes, grumpy, sleep-deprived, and maybe hungover Eugene.
Yeah, which would be hilarious.
Which would be funny, but, like, but instead, they get, like, Emma and Pesto, like, freaking out and, like, trying to, like, drag them to the closet and stuff.
Yeah, I still want Bowie and Bean with them. They, they were just like, Eugene likes dogs, we'll bring our dogs.
Yeah.
Maybe
they'll
be less
angry if we bring the
dogs. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Exactly. If there's 4 dogs and also 4 Try Guys, then that's closer to a correct ratio to make Eugene less angry.
We need
that
a Zach's
logic.
Yeah, right. Zach has logicked this out, and he's like, what is the optimal dog-to-human ratio to make Eugene less angry?
Okay, yeah. So I think our time is very close.
We got, 1 minute.
1 minute, so...
Also, your phone is not showing a thing anymore.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
It's fine, it's still recording. I know, it freaks people out.
It's going for a
fine.
Long time, so...
Yeah,
so... And so then, did they find Eugene? How do we wrap this up?
Yeah, what's the happily ever after? Does he get to come back to Earth?
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Obviously.
They find him, and they are like...
They help save the universe. So
yeah,
they get a wish,
and
their wish is for Eugene to come home.
Right, and if we cared about plot here... if we cared about plot here, we would be like... And insert, like... 30,000 words of them helping him to save this fairy universe with whatever the emergency he needed to come home about was. But we're hand-waving that.
Or we could just go, he has saved the universe. Like, that happens, like, sort of right when they get there. Like, he was actually wrapping it up.
Is Eugene captured? Do they actually have to save him?
I mean, if you want to go that
route... From a Disney villain?
I want him to be able to be there, though, to interact with them.
So...
Is the problem.
Part of me just wants them to, like they go on an adventure in, like, this Disney world, and they eventually get to the castle, but they had to go through a bunch of adventure stuff first. They get to the castle, and Eugene is, like, having to do paperwork. He's like, I have to get home, and his parents are like, no, you have to sign this. You haven't been around for, like, 8 years. Your paperwork backlog is so backed up. Finish this and you can go home.
And Ned is like, my time has come.
I also am imagining,
Eugene,
though.
I can't believe you were behind on your fairy taxes. The fairy IRS is after you? That's so irresponsible.
I would like the idea that they actually, like, save the universe, though, because then that leads to nice happily ever after where, like, the parents are like, oh, you made a good choice by going to Earth, obviously, like, you guys have proven yourselves, and then they get to live happily ever after where he can come and go as he pleases, maybe
and
his,
so
like, childhood best friend comes in.
Aww. His sisters, like, get to, like, mostly do the royal family stuff, but he is still, like, welcome.
Yeah. So, yes, he's captured by a Disney villain that they then have to save him from. And then they have to escape, so they do have to have adventures with him as well.
Yes, yes, exactly. And then they escape, and then they get back, and then Eugene heroically shows up with his sidekicks from the human world. And their animal companions. Yes. And like a true Disney movie. And he shows up heroically and saves it. And his parents are like, cool, thanks, glad you got our message. Now you have 8 years of paperwork. And that is the moment when Ned is like, my time has come.
And then they finish all the paperwork. Yeah. And then they go back and realize that their cameras weren't on.
Or they didn't work properly in the fairy Disney.
As soon as they cross back over, all the footage was deleted.
Yeah.
Because magic.
Yes.
I like the idea that, like, they spend a few minutes because, like, the footage goes back on the camera every time they go through the portal.
Yeah.
So they keep just being like, it's here.
Right.
So,
like, Zach stands there going, like, it's here. It's not here. It's here. Why is it doing this? And Eugene is just standing there like, Zach, will you please get out of my closet? Like, it's not gonna work in the human realm. Like, please stop doing this. You can keep doing this as many times. And meanwhile, Zach is still going, but it's right here.
They start their fairy YouTube channel?
That's where I was going with that.
Yes. Yes. So they start up the companion Try Guys. It's a very different channel in the fairy realm because in the fairy realm it's basically like a celebrity social media, right? Because Eugene is the prince, so
it's also celebrity social media and these foreigners are trying all of this random crap.
The prince's like human sidekicks try all of these it's like all of those BuzzFeed like Americans try like Asian food type videos. Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's like, the prince shows them around this place. The prince rescues them from a fairy circle.
Yeah,
the prince.
Yes.
Yeah, I love it.
Good.
Okay.
And they lived happily ever
after. And then they lived happily ever after. The end. Yay.